We have Michelle Paralini with us, and there is a teen leadership program called Change the Game that SLB found out about recently. We're fond of it, and we wanted to make sure that you know a little bit more about it. Hello, Michelle.
Hey, Larry. How are you today?
Good. Thanks for being with us today. Can you let folks know a little bit more about Change the Game and the programs you're offering?
Sure. I would love to. At its core, Change the Game is a youth leadership program for high school juniors and seniors. We are an all-volunteer program, meaning every dime that we raise goes towards our teens. We work with small groups of teens from the area schools, and our three main focus are community service, health and wellness, and financial literacy. It's a 12-month program. Our kids go through a pretty rigorous application process because we work with really small teams. Our small teams are 12 to 16 kids every year, and it's a full 12 months. Sorry about that. It's a full 12 months, and our goal is to provide social capital to our kids. It's the missing link that we found between their high school years and their after high school years. I don't want to say college years because some of our kids don't go to college, and we are absolutely okay with that. We piloted our program over 4 years with 150 young adults from the Midwest and the Eastern states. And one of the things that we found was that adults were writing youth development programs but not asking our kids what they really need.
Mm-hmm.
And so our focus is through that pilot was to really find out what the kids needed. And it's a lot different than what you would think. We tend to provide them things that we think they want rather than things that they need to prepare them to jump into the real world.
And the areas you found of most need were the three that you're focusing on?
That's correct. We have a lot of our kids said, you know, I went to college and I wasn't prepared for college. And when we asked them, you know, well, then, you know, why did you go to college? And they said, because we thought that's what everybody wanted us to do. We don't know what we want to do with our life. It would probably help us to take a gap year and work and figure that out to save money. But then we don't know what to do with our money. So we introduced the Foundations of Personal Finance. And it's actually a Dave Ramsey program. And it takes them through 9 months of financial literacy. And we meet with them twice a month. And they, you know, it's a pretty intensive program. The kids learn how to save money, budget money, and give. Giving is a big part of our program. We are, like I said, an all-volunteer program. Everybody that works with us is a volunteer, and they do so because they believe in our mission. We're very selective with our volunteers because we do want people that want to really spend time with our kids and our teens because we feel that that's another piece that they said that they didn't have, adults that actually cared. And so we want our adults to care. We want them to care on a different level, unconditionally, and that's where we are.
Yeah, your program, I think, is very unique. This, by the way, is Michelle Paralini, who is from the organization Change the Game. It's a very deliberate program, working very deeply with the students involved. And I like the expression that the program uses. You want to develop teens who are going to live on purpose, you know, lives that are intentional with great decisions. You mentioned social capital early in our conversation, and that's an expression we don't always think about, and it's not as complicated as it might sound. It's simply having people in your life who can help open doors, provide advice, be a sounding board, and for teens, it's typically caring adults. And a network of caring adults that can help them. I hope I'm expressing that as accurately as I can. Is that what you aim to do?
Absolutely, Larry, and thanks for that definition. I really think that that was our intention. Young people think about how we grew up in a different age, and, you know, we had our parents who would say, well, I know so-and-so down at the market that can get you a job as a cashier. And even that simple introduction helped take us from where we were to our next step. A lot of our young people don't have that. And so our intention is to bring that into their lives. Again, you know, the youth programs that provide stuff, and when I say stuff, I'm talking about, you know, things that we give kids that we think is helping. What they really need is something that's intangible, that that helps take them to that next step. We've got a lot of comments from our kids that the one thing that they love most about our program is that they know that they can be in touch with us at any time, and that they know that they get to go for a hike with us. So it's that simple. And I think that in life, you know, we tend to muddy the waters by trying to make things so complicated, and it really isn't complicated. It's just about loving people and treating them the way that you want to be treated and giving unconditionally of ourselves so that we can, you know, create a better place.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. And you're working with students at Propel Braddock Hills now, I know.
We are.
And Change the Game pit.org is how you can get more information. And I hope in the weeks ahead, we will get a chance to talk with some of your kids during our 10 to 11 o'clock hour, and perhaps adults too, to learn more about the impact the program has had on them. We just have another minute or so. Is there anything else you wanted to mention, Michelle?
You know what, Larry? No, I think that... I'm really appreciative of the time today, and what I'd like to just close with is that as you go out in your world today, the people that are listening, and you come across a young person, and you know you tend to think that you understand where they're coming from, stop and talk to them for a second, or stop and listen to them for a second, and I think that you might change the way that you look at the world, because young people have a tendency to do that for us.
Thanks, Michelle. That's
right,
Michelle Paralini of Change the Game. You can learn more at changethegamepit.org.